Jews own 96% of the media worldwide. But that isn't enough for them. They are currently trying to control the other 4%. We must keep the ground we have and eventually gain back as much as possible from them. The Jews are the enemy of the world. We have the right to hear and speak the truth. These communist rats are responsible for the world's problems. They are 2% of the population. The 98% want to have a voice in the media. Yahweh will deliver us from the yoke of Esau. They are trying to prevent us from telling the truth by disrupting our programs. They are against free speech. We must fight back. Death to Edom. Death to Edom. We must fight the good fight. You are listening to the Eurofolk Radio Network, here at eurofolkradio.com. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of News Bites. I'm news anchor David James, and this is a special report. It's the Jerusalem Report. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the time has come, and this may be the reason that Trump was elected to presidency after all. I sincerely hope it's not true. This is something that the Jews have been trying to get done for a very long time. It goes against the wishes of the world. It goes against Yahweh himself. It goes against the true Israelite nations, the Caucasian nations. And yet, Trump is willing to do this. Now, I'm not necessarily going to speak bad about Trump. He's doing some good things in the background as well. I'm just observing like the American Eagle. And I want to tread all over serpents. Do you know what I mean? So let's read from the first article here. Ahead of Trump announcement, Muslim leaders warn of backlash. What's this about? Well, supposedly Trump is going to name and move Jerusalem, move our embassy to Jerusalem, which recognizes Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, as if it was a real nation. And it won't be. And it never will be. However, this move has now caused much trouble between all the leaders of the world. You see, this little nation over here is not a nation at all. They call it a startup nation. They like to call it that. In other words, we're on our way to becoming a nation. They know it's not a nation yet. Because I'm sure they hear my shows. I'm positive. And they're very ashamed on the fact that it's just about 70 years and they still don't have that little country They're just occupying a portion of it. They've been trying to get people to recognize Israel as a nation for a very, very, very long time. They tried to set it up. They've had people murdered by the millions. They've tried to buy the country. Hear my show on Saxon's Creed called That Little Land, and this will give you the big details on the bigger picture on what they've gone through to get a hold of this little land. All I will tell you right now is the Jews are the seed line of Cain. Cain was cursed by Yahweh, and thus his offspring was cursed as well, with the same curse. What is that curse? This is for killing his half-brother Abel. The curse is that Cain was a farmer. So Cain was cursed from farming. The land would no longer yield to him according to what Yahweh said. That's why they have to bring in foreign people to do their farming, and they just pretend that they believe that farming is the lowest thing you could be, because that's what white people are, farmers. That's what the true Israelite people are, farmers. Also, what's in the curse? They would never have a land of their own, in the sense of they would be vagabonds and wanderers. This is why they are internationalists. This is why they've never had a country of their own. This is why they never will have a country of their own. And this is why they hate nationalism. You see, they've been relegated. Rothschild admitted it himself. He said, "My people," speaking of the Jews, the Cain, the offspring of Cain, "have no place to lay their head. They have over the half of the world's wealth, and they have no place to lay their head in reality." So, what are they trying to do with this? They're trying to get somebody. They tried to get Truman to do it. They've tried to get the UN to do it. They've tried to get other leaders to do it. I believe they thought Obama would do it for them. I hate to even bring abomination up, but I believe they thought he was going to do it for him because the Jews coddled him and got him into office, and they thought that here's our key. They thought the New World Order would be in, and they'd be able to do it that way. But when Yahweh says something, he means it. So you're going to try to test the living God here by doing something like this. So I'm giving you a warning, Mr. Trump. And the rest of the world is obviously giving you a warning. After all, if the Jews want this so badly, it can't be good for the rest of the world. It just can't. They couldn't buy it, you understand? They tried to buy Truman for $2 million. At the last minute, he crossed out a portion of it. He did not recognize it. The UN will not recognize it as a nation, because they're committing genocide of a people. And they have no rights to that nation. They never will have any rights to it either. So, ahead of Trump announcement, Muslim leaders warn of backlash. This is a Jew-written article by Seth J. Franceman from the Jerusalem Post. Ayman Safadi, the foreign minister of Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan, has been actively campaigning on Twitter against U.S. President Donald Trump's plan to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. He is one of the many voices throughout the region among countries the Jewish state has relations with and those it doesn't, among its enemies and lukewarm friends, warning of the consequences of such a move. On December 3rd, Safadi tweeted that he had spoken with his counterpart in the United States, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, on dangerous consequences of recognizing Jerusalem as capital of Israel. Such a decision would trigger anger across Arab, Muslim worlds, fuel tension, and jeopardize peace efforts. And it will. It's like taking a can of gasoline and dumping it right on Israel. I'm all for that. I hope they all attack them. Safadi had reached out to the Arab League and Organization of Islamic Cooperation, which represents 57 Muslim countries, for support against the U.S. move, he said. He went further on December 4th, tweeting that he had spoken with foreign ministers from Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Morocco, Iraq, Oman, and Tunisia. Jordan appears to see the recognition as a serious crisis. This is compounded by Israel's lack of an ambassador in Jordan since July, after an Israeli security guard shot two Jordanians. Egypt, the other Arab country in the region at peace with Israel, has also opposed Trump's declaration. Egyptian Foreign Minister Sama Choukri spoke with French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian on December 5th about the potential embassy move. The two expressed their hope that the U.S. administration reconsiders its plan before making a final decision due to its potentially dangerous impact on the region and the peace negotiations. Egypt Today reported, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, which is the opposite of ISIS, by the way, S-I-S-I instead of ISIS, also spoke with Trump and said the decision would complicate, quote-unquote, issues in the Middle East. The relatively ambiguous statement from Cairo notes that Sisi affirmed the Egyptian position on preserving the legal status of Jerusalem with the framework of international references and relevant UN resolutions. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, a crypto Jew, has been a vociferous critic of Trump's recognition. On December 5th, Hurriyet reported that he said this could go as far as cutting our diplomatic relations with Israel. You cannot take such a step. He added that this is a red line for Muslims. King Abdullah of Jordan traveled to Ankara on Wednesday, December 6th, at the height of the Jerusalem crisis, with intentions of discussing Jerusalem and de-escalation zones in southern Syria. Quote, I would like to call out the entire world from here and say Jerusalem is protected by UN resolutions and is a legal status, and any steps that would challenge this status should be shied away from. No one has the right to play with the destinies of billions of people for personal gain, because such a move would only serve the purposes of a terrorist or purposes of terrorist organizations, Erdogan said in his comments on December 6th with King Abdullah. In Lebanon, the Daily Star's front page ran a photo of the Dome of the Rock across the entire page, claiming, No offense, Mr. President, Jerusalem is the capital of Palestine. You see what the conflict really is here? Walid Jumblatt, the Druze leader of the Progressive Socialist Party in Lebanon, tweeted a petition on December 5th calling on world leaders to remember that Jerusalem is the capital of Palestine. He also tweeted a lyrical discussion about how moving the embassy to Jerusalem was an abhorrence, quote-unquote, that involved moving stones while forgetting the humans. Saudi Arabia's King Salman, Jew man, told Trump on December 5th that moving the embassy would be a dangerous step that would provoke Muslims in the region. Who would know better than these Jews that are in that region, right? it would have, quote, gravely negative consequences, unquote, the kingdom said. But Saudi Arabia has also been accused by commentators in the region of giving Trump a wink and a nod. In other words, see, they're just doing that to officially appease the Muslims in the area while they go along with the Jewish narrative and Jewish wish, because they are Jews, with a wink and a nod. What does the Bible talk about people who wink? The kingdom is trying to lead a peace push with the Palestinians at the same time. In other words, they're playing games with people. They're dualistic. And they're just like Erdogan. He's pretending too. He's a Jew. Of course he's all for that. But he has to say that in front of the people that have elected him, so-called, if they really did, and pretend that he's against it. The Jews know that he's not against it. They're not worried about it. Now, I've got a picture that I just grabbed today of Netanyahu and the Palestinian head. Guess what the Palestinian head of, I forget his name, Abbas or whatever, Mahmoud Abbas or whatever his name is. I just forget, you know, there's so many of those names, it's hard to keep them all straight. I bet they can't even keep them straight. He's got his hand in his coat. Hello? So you got one Jew and the other one's a Freemason, and he's giving the message to the world. I'm going to put that picture in this video, and I'm also going to put another picture that I put on my wall of shame where I wrote some things. When you see the look on Netanyahu's face, you can tell that this is going to be bad. So, Morocco's King Mohammed VI, chairman of the Oud's Committee in the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, warned the U.S. that the OIC expresses its deep concern and strong condemnation of the U.S. decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and transfer its embassy. The UAE's foreign ministry also warned of grave consequences of U.S. recognition. Qatar also... I play Qatar. Qatar also rejected any measure, quote-unquote, that would lead to recognition in foreign ministry, said on December 4th. Iraq, which is recovering from years of war on Islamic State, has also expressed concern about Jerusalem. The cabinet said in a statement that it saw the decision with, quote, utmost worry and warns of this decision's ramifications on the stability of the region and the world, unquote. Today's enemies, or today the enemies and others, have lined up against the Islamic Ummah and the Prophet of Islamic Path, U.S. Global. Here's the list of people that have lined up against the Islamic Ummah and the Prophet of Islam's Path. The U.S. Global Arrogance and the Zionist Regime, tweeted Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei. He went on to claim that the U.S. and Zionists represent a new pharaoh, quote-unquote, a religious reference. It is out of despair and debility that they want to declare Al-Quds, Jerusalem, as capital of the Zionist regime. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani also joined the condemnations. Quote, we call on Muslim peoples to enter into a big uprising against the plot of transferring the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem, unquote. Iranian allies among the Houthis in Yemen have also held a rally against the Jerusalem move. Now that's the end of that article. Let me state what I think might be going on here. They're trying to restructure the Middle East, meaning the Jews, using the U.S. as a tool to do it. They've brought the people out of those countries to our countries and put a war against the people in our countries with them. That way there they can get away with whatever they want in those countries while those people are busy in our countries. It seems to me they're looking for war. The Jews are looking for war. And as I said in my news show this week, they're trying to cause a war with Iran. And there's no doubt about it. And they expect that once they inflame the war and get it going, that they're just going to step back and let the U.S. take care of everything. I suggest Donald Trump tell them, you started it, you pay for it, you finish it. Let's see what'll happen. That war will be over within days, I think, or less than a week, which is days, or which are days, okay? I think that they want to get all eyes in one area so that they can pull things in the other areas while your eyes are upon those things. This is the way it always has been. We saw that in World War I, that while the world was focusing on World War I, the Jews were in the background doing the Bolshevik Revolution. They were also destroying Turkey. And they pulled off the Armenian genocide while people were watching the war. Not to mention other things as well. So, that's warning number one, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to warning number two. I mean, that was several warnings, but let's just say there's your warning from all the leaders of the Middle East. Now let's move along. U.S. officials warned Trump not to call Jerusalem Israel's capital. I believe this is Yahweh warning too. This is Reuters, one of your two main, but it's also put out by the Jerusalem Post, so it's got the Jew slant on it, just letting you know so you'll know it's Washington. The possibility that President Donald Trump may recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital has stirred opposition from U.S. and foreign officials who fear it could unleash violence. Such a decision, which U.S. officials have said has not been finalized, would violate decades of U.S. policy not to take a stance on the fate of Jerusalem on the grounds that this was an issue Israelis and Palestinians should negotiate and decide. If Trump made such a move, it could spark demonstrations or violence by Palestinians. See, this would give them a reason to kill these people. They would call them all terrorists because, and anti-Jews, you know the term. And because they were attacking that little nation who, that little supposed nation. It's not a nation at all. That little startup nation, they want to call it. But it's really just an occupation of a nation. So they want to kill. They want to sacrifice more people. They want blood, as the Jews always want blood. And they don't want to spill their blood. They want to spill the Muslims' blood. They want to spill the Arabs' blood. They want to spill the white man's blood. And they don't care. Black too. Why not? They don't care. They just want blood. Because their father, the devil, wants blood. So, I'm going to read this sentence again. If Trump makes such a move, it could spark demonstrations or violence by Palestinians or by Muslims around the world, in part because of the sensitivity of the Jerusalem site known to Jews as the Temple Mount and to Muslims as Haram al-Sharif, you know, the Dome of the Rock. Oh, well, Haram al-Sharif, okay, it says this: the site includes the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the third holiest site in Islam, and the Golden Dome of the Rock. It was also the site of an ancient Jewish temple, the holiest place in Judaism. That's a lie. The holiest place when it was Israel, the true Israel people, has nothing to do with Judaism whatsoever. Judaism is a criminal organization, worldwide international criminal organization, in the guise of a religion. And so what their hopes are, you hear talk about Trump getting ready and getting people ready for something coming in the U.S. where they're going to have to impose martial law. Well, they've got the Muslims in place in our country, and they've got them in place in all the countries of Europe. So even when they rebel in the Middle East, what do you think they're going to do in America? What do you think they're going to do in Europe? You dig? Can you see the picture? The only encouragement I have out of any of this stuff is, at the end of the Lion King movie, there were no more foreign-speaking people or animals, if you get what happened there. A senior U.S. official told Reuters last week that Trump was likely to make the announcement on Jerusalem's being Israel's capital on Wednesday. Though his advisor and son-in-law, Jew Jared Kushner, on Sunday said no final decision had been made. Kushner is leading Trump's efforts to restart long-stalled Israeli-Palestinian peace talks, efforts that so far have shown little progress. The White House said that it would not take any action on Monday on whether to move the embassy to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv, something that Trump had promised to do in his presidential campaign. Why should they talk peace, ladies and gentlemen? These people are illegally bulldozing homes of Palestinians down without permission from anybody. Trump is expected to sign the waiver, according to several U.S. officials. One U.S. official said Trump was likely to accompany the signing with an order for his aides to begin serious planning for an eventual embassy move, though it was unclear whether he would establish a strict timetable. Two other U.S. officials said, on the condition of anonymity, that the news of the plan to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital had kicked up resistance from the State Department's Near Eastern Affairs Bureau, which deals with the region. Senior officials in NEA and a number of ambassadors from the region expressed their deep concern about doing this, said one official, saying that the concerns focused on, quote, security, unquote. Mayor of Jerusalem Nir Barkat urges Trump to move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. The State Department referred questions to the White House. The White House did not immediately respond to requests for comment about the concerns of U.S. and foreign officials about the possibility of recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Now, number one, here's the premise that I'd do this on. If I were Donald Trump, I wouldn't do it in the first place. But since the Jews want this so badly, what I would tell them is, well, here's what happens. If we move our embassy to Jerusalem, if war breaks out, you're on your own. See, that's the only reason they're saying, hey, yeah, we want it to happen. They know it's like lighting a fire on themselves. But they just figure, well, we'll get Whitey to take care of that. We'll pay Whitey and pretend we'll pay them. And they'll come and destroy all these people. And they'll sacrifice them in the name of this Jewish Jesus that doesn't exist. When I say Jesus doesn't exist, I'm talking about Jewish Jesus. Oh, yes, Jesus came in the flesh. Yahweh came in the flesh. Yeshua. So make no mistake, I'm no antichrist. I'm not a Christ killer like these Jews are. A fourth U.S. official said the consensus U.S. intelligence estimate on U.S. recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital was that it would risk triggering a backlash against Israel and also potentially against U.S. interests in the Middle East. Playing with fire. The core issues in the Israeli-Palestinian dispute include borders, the future of the Jewish settlements in the West Bank, the fate of Palestinian refugees, and the status of Jerusalem. The Palestinians seek to establish an independent state in the West Bank territory captured in the 1967 Six-Day War and the Gaza Strip, which is controlled by Islamist Hamas, with East Jerusalem as its capital. U.S. allies voiced their misgivings about the United States unilaterally calling Jerusalem Israel's capital. See, if it's the capital of Palestine and you do that, you're dissing people and you're doing something you have no right to do. If you do that, America does not want to fight Israel's battles ever again. Even if you don't do that, we don't want to fight their battles anymore. We never did want to fight their battles. Any U.S. announcement on the status of Jerusalem prior to a final settlement would have the detrimental impact, a detrimental impact, on the peace process and would heighten tensions in the region. Prince Khalid bin Salman, Saudi Arabia's ambassador to the United States, said in a statement. French President Jewish Kiss-Ass Emmanuel Macron, which I believe is a Jew, expressed his concern over the possibility that the United States would unilaterally recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. During a phone call with Trump on Monday, Macron's office said that the two leaders spoke by telephone. And in an unusually detailed statement published by Jordan's official news agency, Petra, Jordanian Foreign Minister Ayman Safadi was quoted as having warned U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson against the move in a call on Sunday. Safadi said such a move would trigger anger across the Arab and Muslim world, fuel tension, and jeopardize peace efforts, Petra reported. Well, I submit to you, ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to spark off this Third World War that Albert Pike talked about with the Muslims and the whites. They've got them in our countries. They're going to work them up. And they're going to get them to act. The Palestinian Liberation Organization's chief representative in Washington, Hussam Zamlot, said a formal U.S. recognition of Jerusalem as the capital would be the kiss of death, quote-unquote, to the two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Should such a step be taken, it would have catastrophic consequences, Zamlot told Reuters. A fifth U.S. official said concerns of Palestinian and other Arab leaders about endorsing Israel's claim to Jerusalem were being taken into account, but no final decisions had been made. Daniel Benjamin, a former U.S. counterterrorism official, a Jew is a counterterror, now at Dartmouth University, had a simple message. Oh, how original. This is playing with fire. You understand, ladies and gentlemen? Are you getting it? You got to know that if a Jew wants something, if Jews want something in this world, it can't be good for us. It can only be good for them. America does not want to pay any more tolls for these Jews. We don't want to play in the war for them. We don't want to die. We don't want our blood shed for them. Let them fight their own war. Let them try to take care of Iran themselves. Let them try to take care of these people. So I'm going to just quickly go through three more articles and we can finish this up. Katz, another Jew, of course, World must endorse Trump's move on Jerusalem. Now, here's a Jew. Who the hell cares what this Jew thinks? And he's trying to tell the world what we must do. A Jew. Who cares what he thinks? But let's read. The world must endorse Trump's move on Jerusalem, he says. The countries around the globe must follow up. They must. On U.S. President Donald Trump's expected announcement Wednesday that he is recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital and starting the process of moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem, Intelligence Services Minister Israel Katz said at the Jerusalem Post diplomatic conference. Quote, "We expect the international community, to endorse Trump's decision," Katz said, becoming the first security cabinet minister to react to Trump's move and disregarding Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's request of his ministers to remain mum until after Trump's announcement. In other words, he's probably telling him, shut up before you screw it up. Katz called the day historic and said he welcomed Trump's apparent decisions. He cautioned the Palestinians against reacting to Trump's announcement with violence. See, he's threatening them, right? Because he knows the U.S. is the one that's giving them all their weapons and giving them, they're going to back them up to the hilt, right? Sooner or later, we're not going to back you up, Jew. And I hope it's sooner. Quote, "The Palestinian reaction is a rejection of Israel's right to exist as a Jewish state. You have no right to exist. You are a cursed people, cursed to be vagabonds and wanderers. Period." The Palestinian reaction is a rejection of Israel's right to exist as a Jewish state, just like the Arabs did 70 years ago, Katz said. "The recognition of Jerusalem as our capital by the U.S. and other countries will make it clear that they must recognize Israel, which is necessary for negotiations with Israel." You see why they want this? They want to be known as a country. They want to be known as a state. They want to be recognized. But nobody's been willing to do it. And anybody with any intelligence whatsoever or common sense would know not to do this. Katz suggested that Trump's announcement could further the goal of advancing the peace. That's a lie. There is no peace process. They're just going to continue to genocide the Palestinian people, and they're just going to continue to bulldoze and steal the land and rob these people. There is no peace process. He said Israel would also take economic steps to help the Palestinians. Yeah, they've been helping them a lot. Sure they will. Where are you going to get the money from? The U.S. to help them? Or are you just going to steal some more trillions of dollars? Where do you get this money that you're going to do all these things? In another message to the international community, he asked the diplomats at the conference to send to their countries, Katz said Iran must not be allowed to obtain nuclear weapons that would threaten Israel, other countries in the region, and the world. Well, I hate to tell you, but Israel's got nuclear weapons, and that threatens all the countries in the region, and that threatens all the countries of the world. Period. Scum. Now here's another piece of garbage from the United States, the Florida governor. I see a picture of him in articles, and he's smiling at the Jews in the same. He just loves those Jews. He licks their boots up and down. He'll do anything for them, as you will see real soon. Governor Rick Scott is his name. Here's what he has to say. Embassy must be in Jerusalem. Visiting Israel, Florida Governor Rick Scott pushed for the American embassy in Tel Aviv to be moved to Jerusalem. U.S. President Trump must decide by Monday night whether to sign another waiver or to order the embassy to be moved. "It's the capital of Israel. Our embassy ought to be located there," said Governor Scott, as he told the Jerusalem Post on Monday as he toured Tel Aviv University. "We passed the legislation, and we need to comply with the legislation instead of the waivers." See how they were able to pass that legislation, ladies and gentlemen? But they're not able to pass the tax package, even though it says it was passed. They're still arguing about that. Then they weren't able to do anything good for the American people whatsoever, including when Rand Paul put in a bill to help the people in Houston, Texas. They couldn't, they said no on that right away. Whatever Israel wants, they say yes, and they get it done very quick. "We passed the legislation, and we need to comply with the legislation instead of the waivers," said Jewish bootlick Governor Rick Scott of Florida. Corridor. The bill, which was signed in See, this is why I have this article. I saw this little piece. I want you to understand now. Think about this now. What legislation is he talking about? Listen. "The bill, which was signed in 1995, mandates that the embassy be moved to Jerusalem by 1999. Unless the president signs a six-month national security waiver. In June, Trump got his first chance to keep a campaign promise, but instead signed the waiver. Well, praise Yahweh. You know, they put the Noahide laws in, I believe it was 1991, where they're going to chop all Christians' heads off. And anybody that believes in the Bible, or tries to tell anybody about the Bible, or believes in Jesus Christ, is going to have their head cut off. Do you know that that's coming? Do you know that this is how the Jews work? This is another example where I'm proving to you that they put the legislation in and then they implement it years and years later. Listen, this is 1995 they're talking about. Then they couldn't do it with Daddy Bush in 1999 when they thought they were going to bring the New World Order in, remember? When they were going to put a golden capstone on the Pyramid in Giza? The Post then asked Scott, "If Trump reconsiders this, will you go along with him? Will you disagree if he holds off?" The governor didn't waver. "I believe the embassy ought to be in Jerusalem. That's why I'm going to support." What is he doing for the American people, do you think? And the people in Florida? The white people in Florida? The elderly? You think he cares about any of them? No, he cares about the embassy in Jerusalem. Don't you find that a little odd? Don't you find that a little out of place? Shifting away from the delicate politics of Jerusalem, Scott emphasized jobs as he led a five-day-long trade mission of 70 business executives, including the CEO of Florida Power and Light, to the Jewish state. The governor is meeting with a number of Israeli business executives to encourage investment in Florida. Florida's trade relationship with the Jewish state is worth some $286 million annually. Where do they get $286 million in Israel? According to Scott's offices, in Enterprise Florida, a partnership between Florida's business and government leaders, and has a local office in Israel. Tel Aviv reminded the governor of Miami, since they're both very entrepreneurial and entrepreneurial. Get it? He added that residents of the metropolitan Palm Beach area, with its heavy Jewish population, were very supportive of Israel. There are a lot of people in Florida who are financially supportive of Israel, Scott said. They're constantly calling me and letting me know that we have to do more business with Israel. Due to that political support, the governor signed a bill in 2016 barring Florida from doing business with anyone affiliated with the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. How quaint, huh? It's disgusting that people think about doing that. Israel is a sovereign nation. No, it's not! No, it's not, you lying pig! Israel deserves to be respected. No, they don't. They're cursed of Yahweh, the ever-living God. They're cursed! There should be no anti-Jewishism in the world. This guy needs to have his brain deprogrammed. I'm doing everything I can to stand with Israel. What about America? Is he doing anything he can to stand with America? Is he doing anything he can to stand with Florida? No. He has an unnatural affection for Israel, which tells me he's Jew. His name is probably not Scott at all. And if he is, if he's a Scotsman, he's a Jew Scotsman. In terms of the Florida-Israeli relationship, Scott touted El Al's recently launched direct flights from Miami to Tel Aviv, which run three times a week. He added that further memorandums of understanding, MOUs, were on the table for research and academic cooperation. In 2013, both Florida and the State of Israel invested $1 million each in a joint aerospace and research MOU. Previous MOUs were signed between the medical schools at Florida Atlantic University and Haifa's Technion. On Monday, Scott signed an MOU pledging cooperation between Tel Aviv University and Florida State University. Scott also touted how his 2017-2018 budget included $650,000 for security funding at Jewish day schools. $650,000 for security funding at Jewish day schools. What is he doing for the elderly that don't have any money? They tell them, well, we just don't have the money. We just don't have the money. I'm sorry that you're eating terrible foods and that you can't afford as much as you need to, but we just can't afford the money. But we can afford to give $650,000 for security funding at Jewish day schools. I assume that's $650,000 for each one. Next year's budget will include $1 million to protect Jewish pupils, which includes video cameras, fencing, bulletproof glass, and alarm systems. Well, if the Jews are such a beloved people, why would they need bulletproof glass and alarm systems? The governor, who was elected in 2010, first visited Israel in an official capacity in 2011. This time, Ann Scott, Florida's first lady, came along as the governor's main confidant. Okay, I'd like to, basically, somebody needs to... Hopefully that man will die. That's all I have to say. Let's just read a little more about this in detail and we'll finish up this report. Governor Scott wants to give Jewish schools $1 million for security. Other groups ask, why not us? Governor Rick Scott wants to set aside $1 million for security at Jewish schools. You know what's happening in the white schools? The Negroes are attacking the teachers. The Negroes are attacking each other. The Negroes are attacking all races of students. He wants to give $1 million to Jews instead of Americans. Scott announced the proposal, which is part of his recommended 2018-2019 state budget, on Monday at Katz Hillel Day School of Boca Raton. The funds would help Florida's Jewish day schools pay for video cameras, bulletproof glass. They own half of the world's wealth. Let Rothschild pay for all that. You see how they don't? They keep wanting Whitey to pay for everything. They keep wanting anybody but Jews to pay for anything. So here's what you can take out of this so far. We see that there's always been so-called Italian governors in New York that were Sicilian. And still today we have one. Which means they have Jewish blood running through their veins. The number two largest Jewish area would be Chicago. Now we see Florida has somebody in there, a governor, that will probably stay in there for good. Because he's a Jew bootlick. He doesn't care about America. Doesn't care anything for Florida, really. He has an unnatural propensity towards Jewish bootlicking. I mean, he just loves those Jews. Every Florida student deserves to have the opportunity to learn in a safe and comfortable setting, Scott said. You mean every Jewish Florida student, right? Because the other ones don't get anything. After Florida's Jewish community received hateful threats last year, we saw a need to provide additional security to the children that attend Jewish day schools so that they can learn without having to worry about feeling threatened. But yet the white students of America, it's our country, they're threatened every day by niggers. They don't have any right to have security. And they don't have any right to learn without having to worry about feeling threatened. But while critics agree that security should be bolstered at Jewish schools, they want to know why the state isn't also making funding available to institutions affiliated with other threatened religious groups. Quote, "We are so happy that an affected community such as the Jewish community is receiving that needed help," said Wilfredo Ruiz, the communications director for the Council on American-Islamic Relations. "However, we question the capacity of our governor to offer protection to all of his citizens when he only caters exclusively to the Jewish community. I'm upset because the governor ignored the high incidence of hate crimes and hate incidents in Florida, and he chose to ignore the Muslim population," Ruiz said. "Care reached out to the state legislators and hopes to draft a proposal that would make security funds available to any threatened institution, regardless of religious affiliation," Ruiz said. The ACLU, which is a communist organization, ladies and gentlemen, always has been. I can prove it to you. The ACLU of Florida echoed CARE's concerns and said that the budget proposal brought up constitutional questions. They don't care about constitutional questions. The governor needs to be concerned about the safety of school children from all communities. Executive Director Howard Simon. See how the Jews play both sides of the thing? See, what they're really telling you is this. The Jews have these detectors, you know, that's why they did the Vegas thing, because Shelton Adelson and George Soros and people like that own these companies, and they want to make sure that they have these metal detectors in every school and they want to make it so we can't have any freedom to move about our countries, whether it's in school, whether it's at a game, whether it's at a concert, whether it's at any kind of institution. And by doing this, they will be absolutely able to make lots and lots and lots of money while they enslave us further and further and further and further. Of course, Scott's office did not directly respond to questions about whether the governor plans to make state funding available for security at institutions affiliated with other religious groups. The governor thinks that every child in Florida should be able to learn in a safe environment, said Lauren Shinoni, a spokeswoman for the governor's office. The governor will roll out his full budget soon. I'll bet you he's a Jew. And if he's not, he's twice the child of hell and is a traitor. But he has a natural propensity, just like Nancy Pelosi, just like all the governors of New York, just like many of the Italians in our government, a just natural propensity to want to lick Jews' boots, to smile at Jews, and to give them everything. Senator Amato, same thing. D'Amato. The one before Schumer. Notice how the Italians aren't trying to help Italian people. They're more interested in helping Jews. And this Governor Scott. I mean, do you see what I see? Do you see that there's something wrong? An unnatural affection towards the Jew? Something's very wrong with the picture. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a News Bite special report. And until next time, smarten up and don't look down. I'm David James. Listening to the Eurofolk Radio Network here at eurofolkradio.com.